This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Police in Madison this afternoon are expected to give more details on what authorities are saying was arson early Sunday at the offices of an anti-abortion group. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says it appears the group Wisconsin Family Action was targeted. Group President Julaine Appling claims the attack was directly provoked by last week's leak of the draft opinion by the U.S. Supreme Court that could lead to the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion being overturned. But Madison police say they've made their federal partners aware of the Sunday incident and are working with them and the Madison Fire Department as they investigate the arson. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has condemned the violence. The incident in Madison came during a weekend of more protest marches against the draft opinion, a draft that's left abortion rights supporters with varying degrees of optimism about keeping access to legal abortions in Wisconsin. If Roe v. Wade is overturned, an 1849 state law on the books could dramatically cut back abortion rights and possibly close the four Wisconsin clinics where abortions are performed. After helping lead a peaceful march Saturday in Milwaukee, Carly Klein said she tries to be optimistic about preserving those rights.
You have to be, I think, when you're doing this type of work, because it's a complex issue and it's one that's not going to be easy to keep fighting, but if we lose optimism and hope, then we will ultimately lose that fight.
But another Milwaukee marcher, Natasha Mansour, says she's been fearing the loss of Roe v. Wade for 6 years.
Ever since November 2016, we elected Donald Trump, and the fallout is going to go on for a long time, in my humble opinion.
But Mansour says she felt camaraderie with the other marchers. Planned Parenthood and other groups plan a national day of action to preserve abortion rights this coming Saturday. Also this Wednesday, the U.S. Senate is expected to take another vote on making abortion rights part of federal law. The measure is not expected to pass, but may help make it clear to voters where this falls Senate candidates like Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson stand on the issue. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.